ければ。
The toadstile is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon. When it's properly used, it's almost invincible.
ければ。
Who thought of this one? Trouble is, I've no weak spot, so it won't work. I'm sorry. Try something else. Something else. Something else. Something else.
Very good. Who are you?
We're from the Wu Tang.
Shaolin's the foundation. From which all kung fu springs.
Let his name be praised.
Batman, Almighty Triple XL, coming to you live and direct from MagCity.com.
I met him by snake palm, my hand on the flame of my bomb. I barked the gray ghost and lit up the bomb. It's nightfall, nothing here, nothing to fear, just got things to touch on. Then he walked up weird, walked in frail and stale. His eyes were soft, his face was pale. I looked at him nail, just wanna talk, you a deer. Started chasing him, he jumped in a tree, had grass in his ear. Kill you. Little did he know I was a leader, a full bred eater, jumping new V's, shopping had a fever. Next spot, Starbucks and Spiegel's, Jags had diesel. Then she walked in, fly little diva. Niggas on a scheme for your gleam. They come from your school, a bunch of snake bites, they bitch smack Shireen. She slid in a 09 Beamer with that sex whore Sabrina, forging checks, living Medina. Thanks for the info, my Kenfo. Listen, Miss Window, with the big pimple on a tempo. Any more knowledge is college, you gave enough to me, bounce down. She shot up in Chipotle, don't quote me. 917-646, you know it's war, bitch. Can't dress for nothing, she frontin'. Took a piss, roll up, less twist. Pulled down my pants, good looking, shot through her tits. Now I got a picture, who I'm looking for. Fake ass Brooklyn boy, I know his fucking family. Fuck them all, I used to love brothers, now I hate them. Mostly them gated boys who stuntin' and they never seen Nathan. Me and my real soldiers who started it won't play part of it, but I'ma get to the bottom, I got them. Newspaper saying they shot him, but on the low I heard he shot himself. A trip, yo, to poison me. I come from the poison bees where muggers run old nightclubs with tons of keys. Old ladies holding them jeans, dope fiends, holes in their jeans. Magicians that can make blow green. I know his whole team, no cream. Still so low, I hit him off me. Now he wanna hold me, no go, baby.
All right, man, here we go once again. Big Mike, full of Fizz Ed, the Fat Maxter, the Almighty Triple XL, chiming in one time for your mind. Coming at you. Live and direct from MaxCity.com, the Max City Limits Radio Show. Ah, what's up to the brethren, man? What's up to the Max City crew, the Max City citizens, man? Showing love. Shout out to all the players, man, that went ahead and responded and hollered at me and Tony on our last banger, you know, pertaining to the Bill Cosby witch hunt, the Bill Cosby lynching, man. Man, I done listened to that show about 9-10 times already, man. You know, I love to sit down and listen to Tony spit, man. You know, he one of the few cats I could actually sit down and learn something from and hold my attention at the same time, man. So, once again, shout out to my boy Tony, man, for coming in, blessing us with that wisdom, man, blessing us with that knowledge. And right about now, this is going to be another banger. You know, Big Mike, I'm feeling really froggy. I'm feeling in a creative mood today. So if you one of them type of cats, man, when you not really digging the music and you're not dealing the interludes or the intermissions or the vignettes or whatever, feel free to fast forward, because more than likely there will be a lot of that in this show. Because like I said, I'm feeling unusually creative today. You know, I've scaled back on the production value on a lot of my stuff. I don't know, for the past year, just because YouTube, I mean, just they hit me with all sorts of copyright stuff, man. So once again, man, I'm not really giving two shits about the copyright stuff right now. They just gonna have to ding me, you know what I mean? I don't care. not really giving two shits, man, because I'm about to get creative on this show. I'm about to throw all sorts of music and interludes and intermissions in this shit, man. So once again, if you don't like it, feel free to fast forward through that stuff. But like I said, it's a radio show. And I got a lot of cats, man, that listen to this program while they're at their job, while they're at work. And especially, like, there's a lot of truck-driving cats, man, that listen to this, man. So when they driving from state to state or city to city, they really appreciate the production value, man. You know, just not straight talking. Every now and then, it's just good to have peaks and valleys in your show. Okay, so let's get down to the brass tacks, man. Buddha's name be praised. Buddha's name be praised. Yes. Calling this program Buddha's Name Be Praised because I, Big Mike, I am on the path of the Buddha. What do you mean by that? If anyone knows about the God-man, or I don't want to say God-man, because in the Buddha's philosophy, Buddha never claimed to be God. You know, he just claimed to be an enlightened man, an enlightened being. And that's what I'm on, man. That is the path that I'm on. That has always been the path that I've been on, man. So I believe I read the story of the Buddha in the early 90s, and a lot of it kind of escapes me. I do remember the gist of it, him being born into a priest class family. The priest class family basically knew what righteousness was. They knew what enlightenment was, allegedly. But according to Buddha, he didn't really think that his family or the priest class of which he was brought up in actually knew what true enlightenment was. He always felt that, you know, enlightenment comes through experience, not from being told what is good, not from being told what is righteousness. He always felt that you had to experience it for yourself, and you had to flesh it out for yourself. Some would argue that and say, I mean, it don't take a rocket scientist, it don't take a genius to be enlightened in an instance such as if one told you, if you put your hand on that hot stove, you're gonna burn your hand. You know what I mean? And one would say, what sort of idiot would actually test that theory? What sort of idiot would actually want to put his hand on a hot iron stove to see if it's hot? But I mean, even at the detriment of your health, I mean, still experience is still the best teacher. No one knows more about being burned on a hot stove than an individual who, I guess, was stupid enough to put his hand on the hot stove and get burned in the first place. You know what I mean? And so I guess there's an argument for being said that you don't necessarily have to experience being burned by a hot stove to know that the stove is hot and you shouldn't touch it, right? But nevertheless, still, experience is the best teacher. When we talk about in anything you do, whether it be sports, whether it be your craft, whether it be your job, repetition is the mother of skill. And what we're talking about here is experience. The more experience you have in a thing or of a thing, the better you will be at it. Okay? And we could also interchange the word experience with enlightenment, because the more you do it, the more you experience it, the better you get at it, the more enlightened you are about the subject matter. And this was Buddha's quandary. You know what I mean? He always felt that he had to experience life. He had to experience death. He had to experience heartache. He had to experience pain. Even in his travels, I believe that he got draped off into certain bad habits. He became a gambler, had a bad gambling habit, and he also became very well acquainted with the women of the night, dabbling in prostitutes as well. Keep in mind, this is a man who was born in a priestly class, who was basically living in a life of luxury from the beginning, from the outset, but he chose poverty, he chose pain, he chose stress, he chose strife in order to achieve true enlightenment. So what's all that have to do with anything that you kicking right about now, Mac? Well, that's kind of segueing into some cats who I've seen cats in the comment section and in the emails basically stating, man, fuck them broads, man. Keep that website up, man. Keep that website up. Well, man, you players is heartless, son. Y'all have no heart. Y'all like the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz, man. Y'all have no heart. Y'all cold-blooded, Jack. You know what I mean? But I stress that this is more so about me than about them. Truth be told, like I said, they are going to reap the rewards and the benefits of me seeking a higher path, seeking a higher road, so to speak, man. But ultimately, this is about me walking the path of the Buddha. Please know and understand, brothers. Please know and understand that I am not doing this to get in good with no woman. I'm not doing this to be validated by any women. The relationships that I had with all of them, they've come and they've gone. They're doing their thing. I'm doing my thing now. I'm not trying to recapture shit. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to start with a clean slate, so to speak. And once again, walk the path of the Buddha, man. Try and get some enlightenment under my belt. And oh yes, I have some enlightenment about life and about women and about relationships. So much so that, it's kind of worked in the reverse. Some people would say, since you have all this enlightenment, you should be able to get, you should have brides knocking on your door trying to get at you. But oddly enough, it's had the reverse effect, man. It's had the reverse effect. I used to say to myself, right, because y'all know, well, a lot of y'all probably don't know because a lot of y'all just not listening to me, man, like for the past year or so. But cats has really been down with the Max City Limits program, man. Know that I was really heavy into religion and philosophy. Shout out to my boy Issa Ali. that's another story. I'll get into that later. But I used to read a lot about the Catholic Church, Calvinism, Protestantism, the Salem witch trials, the witch hunts. And I was always perplexed about the disdain and the hate that the church fathers had for women, man. I was like, what is with these cats, man? You know what I mean? I mean, they really had a concentrated effort to put their foot on the back of a woman's neck to keep them down, man. You know, and through my experiences, I'm seeing why they felt that way. Keep in mind, I'm not saying that women should be oppressed. I'm not saying that women should be dogged out and mistreated and whatnot, man. But what I am saying is I can see the frustration level of the church fathers when dealing with women and how cutthroat and bloodthirsty women can be. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of like this. All this information, all this knowledge that I've gleaned about women in general, it's kind of like had the reverse effect on me, man. It's like, I don't really want to be bothered with the majority of women, man. I just don't, you know. I don't really see them as a positive in my life, bruh. It's a situation where she's got to be a very, very special woman. A very, very special woman, man, for me to want to sit down and even deal with what a woman would bring to the table, man. Because for the most part, I just see problems. All I see is problems. You know what I mean? Once again, I'm not doing this, or I'm not shutting the site down for no validation from no damn woman. I'm not doing it to get in good with no woman. All right? Here at Max City, we know and we understand. All the pupils, all the teachers, all the scribes, all the mystics know that you just can't please no woman, man. It's impossible. If this ain't wrong, that's gonna be wrong. If that ain't wrong, this gonna be wrong. Let me tell you what the conversation's gonna be about the website being shut down, right? No, this is the mind of a woman. Check this out. Okay, I shut the site down. This is what you gonna hear from broads. Shit, nigga, really? You gonna shut it down now? You about 15 years late, nigga. You don't get no cool points for that. 15 years. Fuck you, nigga. Got paid off me 15 years. Now you just not gonna shut the site down. Fuck, nigga. Don't matter, even if I shut the shit down. But if I keep it up, guess what? Shit, nigga, getting paid off me. Still getting paid off me. Nigga, you're wrong for that. Fuck, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what I do. If I shut it down, I'm still a fuck nigga. If I keep it up, I'm a fuck nigga. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So, no. Not doing this to get in good or have anyone think highly of me. I know better than that. I remember having a conversation with my baby Donna, man, a long time ago, man, where she was just whining and bitching and bellyaching about how I was always in the streets and I was hustling and I was getting money and I was getting bread and, you know, I was putting females to work, you know what I mean? And she was just like, you ain't got no time for me. What about us? What about us? I need time. I need attention. Me, 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 me. She was just all on that shit, man. You know what I mean? But the thing was, dude, the fact that I had that hustle and that drive and that work ethic, man, that was what made me attractive to her in the first damn place. You know, so if I didn't hustle and if I wasn't about my business and I didn't get that money and I didn't get that bag, more than likely I would have never been with her in the first place because she never really would want to even deal with me. You know what I mean? Because keeping it 100, you know, it was all materialistic. It was all superficial in the first place. You know what I mean? But once again, you damn if you do, damn if you don't. You know, if I'm out there making that money and I'm getting that bread, she whining and bitching because I'm not showing her no attention. But then when I just sit my ass at home all up under her, catering to her, she ain't gonna like that either. Because number one, she gonna feel like, you know, he a weak ass nigga because he doing what I say. And she feel like she in charge. And then I'm not going to be out there getting that money. I'm not going to be commanding that respect and getting that clout, which is going to further have her lose respect for me also, man. So there ain't no pleasing no woman, man. All right? I'm merely following the path of the Buddha. I've set myself down to walk the path. Just like what Morpheus says, there's a big difference between knowing the path and walking the path. You know what I mean? Yeah, you could know that the iron on the stove is hot, but do you really know it's hot until you touch it? Do you really know it's hot until you touch it? Experience is the best teacher. One needs experience, one needs enlightenment. And I have a boatload of experience, which translates into enlightenment. Yes. And also understand that a lot of times we as men, we just need to lead, irregardless of what the women think or what children think, because that's what men are supposed to do. Men are supposed to lead women and children, right? So while you got a female out there bumping her gums, talking all slick because I may have shut the site down, and a lot of them are going to double down on their strong black woman shit. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Keep it up. Damage is done anyway. Fuck you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So they doubling down on the shit. And a lot of them would probably say, I don't care. Keep it up. But once again, me being raised by my granddaddy, rest in peace, young blood. Rest in peace. You know, it's just hardwired in me to lead and do what's best for women and children. Now, of course, I wasn't doing necessarily what was best for the broads, you know, when I was making all that money, when my site was at its peak, was at its apex, because, of course, it was all about me back then. I was on some selfish shit, man, you know what I mean? I was in a situation where I seen how women responded to douchebaggery and douchebag dudes, and I was saying to myself, I want to be a douchebag. I want to be a douchebag, too. I want the respect and the props of these no good trifling ass broads out here in the streets too. So I'm going to get paid off of them. I'm going to dog the shit out of them. You know what I mean? And man, they loved it. The women loved it, man. It's only when I started losing my testosterone and I started actually getting a conscience that the women's actually started to drop off, man. So, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, doing what's best for women and children, man. A lot of times you have to think for these women because they're not thinking straight. They're not thinking rationally. Once again, they're thinking emotionally, emotional creatures, man. So, irregardless of how they feel, irregardless of they feel, fuck it, leave it up, nigga, I don't care. I'm going to do them a solid. I'm going to think for them. I'm going to act for them. And I'm going to take the site down, right? Let me give you an example of the mind of a woman. Let's do that today. Let's talk about the mind of a woman. I'll give you an example. A lot of cats who have been down with the Mac City cause for years know about a situation I had. Maybe going back a couple of years, man. I had my girl over here, Crybaby Nish and Crazy K. And we was having a little soiree, a little drunken cult sex orgy over here, man. And I had my boy over here, the side trickster, and we getting our party on. And of course, we had a whole bunch of thug-ass niggas hanging out outside the apartment complex, man. I knew it was going to be some shit when I invited the girls over, man, because my broads, they got hella mouth, you know what I mean? So I invite them to come over, and I see these youngsters, there's about 10 of them outside, drinking, kicking it. And I just knew, my spidey senses is tingling. I knew it was going to be some bullshit. So the girls try and come up in here. The dudes say something to them. And these young cats, they knew me. You know what I mean? They had just moved over to the spot. And they had respect for OG because they seen how I got down. They seen, there was a lot of females coming in and out my spot, man. I had a lot of female traffic. And, cats couldn't help but respect that, right? So I got cool with them. We would sit down, parlay, have long discussions about life in general. So there was one cat out there in particular who was the head dude I was really cool with, right? So long story short, the females, they going back and forth to their car. They up in my apartment. They going back out to the car. I don't know what they was on. It almost seemed like they wanted to start some shit. You know what I mean? Because they kept mystically and mysteriously kept leaving stuff in their car. What they was leaving in their car, I don't know. But it just seemed like they just wanted some attention. It just seemed like they just wanted some bullshit, some drama, man, for real. So they go out there and they got what they was asking for. I guess the head dude who I was cool with, his brother, who was really drunk, started saying some off-the-wall shit to him. Before you knew it, death threats and I'm gonna kill you, and the females are talking about we gonna kill you and we got niggas, and it's 10 niggas out there, like, bitch, we don't give a fuck about your niggas, call your niggas. And so I had to go out there and I had to basically try and squash the shit. But before I did that, Nish get on the phone, right, and she call up her brother, right? Now I know her brother. Like I said, I've been in the game with her for a decade, man. I knew her brother when he was just riding a BMX bike. He a grown man now, And he's basically taking care of the family. He a hustler. He in these streets. He deep in these streets. And he ain't no punk. Nish ain't no punk. They come from a family that, they about that life, okay? But nigga, it's like 10 dudes over here that's drunk and ready to pop the fuck off. Why would you call your brother over here knowing that the shit could go south and he could end up on a goddamn t-shirt? Because rest assured, if she call her brother coming. You know what I'm saying? Her brother is coming. And I knew that. I'm like, oh, hell no. We ain't gonna have no gunshots over here. So I grab her phone and I tell the youngster, I'm like, don't worry about it. I got your sis. I got her. She's okay. Just stay there. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. I got this. You know what I mean? So I had to jump in. I had to think for her, right? Because there's no doubt in my mind that she loves her brother. I know she loves her brother. If her brother right now, he picked up the phone and he called Nish and say, I need you to come over here. I need you to handle some business, because there's been some times where he's had problems with females. And he would call Nish over to go and dog walk bitches. You know what I mean? and she'll show up and she will dog walk bitches over her brother. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, no. Like, don't get your brother draped off in this shit. So once again, I know she loves her brother, but yet still she will put her brother in harm's way of possibly getting murdered over some stupid shit. You know what I mean? So it's going to take a man to jump in there, get in the middle of it, and intervene, and, you know, be diplomatic, have some diplomacy, be like, wait a minute, this is getting way out of control. You know what I mean? And, you know, now I talk to the fellas, I'm like, look, you know, let me apologize for my girls. I understand that they could be out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, hey, Big Mike, man, you know, I didn't know that these was your broads. And I'm like, hey, it's all good. Don't worry about it. I got them. You know what I mean? And the girls, they still talking shit. You know what I mean? They just, once again, put me in harm's way. I'm trying to de-escalate it, but they still talking shit. You know what I mean? And then when I did calm them down, and I put them up in the apartment, I was still outside with 10 drunk goons. And then the main, not the main brother, but the drunk brother, the one who initially caused all the stupid shit, you know, he made some advances towards me. And two or three other cats that was with him basically tackled him, and he fucked around and he fell down and they hit the floor and shit and made a lot of noise. And lo and behold, my broads, Nish and Crazy K, they run out the apartment again thinking that I was getting jumped on and they ready to fight, you know, just crazy shit, man. Crazy shit. So once again, my babies ain't no punk. They seen that. They thought I was getting my ass whooped out there, and they did come on out there to try and save me. But I had it under control. I had it under control. But once again, that's going back to, yes, sometimes a man just must take the lead. He must bite the bullet. He must intervene and intercede. Because sometimes women, their thought processes are so convoluted and so fucked up that they don't really know what they want to do. They don't really know what they want, right? Because if her brother would have came over and he would have got hurt or murdered or put on a t-shirt or whatever, you know, would it have been worth it? And it would have all been because of her. It would have all been because, but once again, I know she loves him, and I know that she'll go to war for him, but still, if you really, truly love your brother, why would you even put him in the middle of that shit in the first place, right? So Big Mike had to step up, and I had to intercede, I had to intervene, I had to think for her, and I had to de-escalate the situation and the circumstances, man, right? Following the path of the Buddha. Experience is the best teacher. Experience equals and light equals and light equals and light equals and light equals and light.
My name's Lee Ho. What's your name, friend? You're the Toad. Since you know that, let's see who you are. So come on, show your stuff. Let's see it. I see. You're the centipede number one.
And oblivion, light and dark, and all the evidence. my sugar is gone. I miss him every day.
You know, I'm just an old man now, and you know, when we think about the sacrifices that men make, because basically I'm a bull that's been put out to pasture right about now. Once a man has outlived his usefulness, right, it's time for him to just fall back and just chill, man. You know what I mean? Because quite possibly my best days are behind me, man. I remember working real hard for, you know, the wife and the kids, doing all sorts of back-breaking work, doing construction jobs, washing dishes, military, factory jobs, law enforcement jobs, all sorts of jobs that basically put my health at risk, put my life at risk, you know what I mean? I remember I had this one job, man, where I had to jump in chemical vats. Right, because we used to chemically treat brake pads or something, man. And I had to jump in and clean out all this sludge. And then I remember, of course, working at the prison, and I had to do these fence checks, man. We had these microwave fences that would detect motion. There were motion sensors, man. And I had to walk between all these motion sensors, man, microwaves. Ain't no telling how bad that's cooked my black ass, running in between those microwaves, man, for like 5-6 years. Yeah, man, you know, just when I think about it now, man, of course, you know, that's what men do. Men provide, men protect. But when you think about the woman in your life, and when I think about the irritating part is, you know, my wife just couldn't understand what I was going through as a man. You know what I mean? Once I got out of work, I didn't want to deal with none of that stupid shit she was talking about, because I was dealing with real shit. Like, if you're working in a prison, you know, for 8 hours, bruh, and you just got done seeing someone's carotid artery slashed, you know, you don't want to come home and she talking about, I got these tickets to Kings Island. You know, Kings Island, for y'all don't know, is an amusement park in Ohio, man. And you know, she talking all this lollipop gumdrop shit, man, but I'm dealing with manhood shit, real world shit. Last thing I want to do is listen to you talk about going to some goddamn amusement park. You know what I mean? So she couldn't understand it. Kids can't understand it. They don't understand what you go through as a man to protect and provide for your family. You know what I mean? A lot of times I feel like I wasn't appreciated. There's a lot of things that I did in the family. I mean, a lot of crazy shit that they would say. Like, there was one time where I came home and I busted up all the TVs, busted up all the PlayStations, I busted up all the Xboxes. Because I told these little niggas, man, I'm like, look, if I come home one more time and these chores ain't done, man, y'all gonna regret that shit. Trust and believe, you're going to regret that shit. And I came home one day after work, and the chores wasn't done, and I proceeded to take a baseball bat to everything that had some entertainment value in the house. You goddamn right, man. And of course, every step of the way, she was a hindrance and a stumbling block every now and then, because I would tell her, do not let these boys smooth talk or finesse you into breaking the rules of this goddamn house that I done set. Don't do it. You know what I mean? And every now and then she would do it, you know, because she's a mother and she wants to nurture and care for the boys. But I'm like, look, I'm trying to raise men here, okay? The real world has real consequences. And when you don't do what you're supposed to do, a lot of times people get hurt and bad shit happens. I want them to understand this concept. But her being a woman, but just every, it was a couple times, bruh, I had to get a little physical with her. Shit. See, I'm a throwback, man. You know, a lot of cats would be like, man, you know, you still ain't got no woman, bruh. It's easy to get a woman, man. Like, at the spot I'm at now, man, there's two females that's my age. You know, let's see, I got like two black chicks, man, hollering at me. And I got like an Asian chick, and I got this white girl, all right? Now, it's a funny thing about this job, man. Almost all the white women are friendly. Almost all of them are friendly. And I'm really digging this Kuan Yin chick, man. This Asian chick, she's really, man, she is super feminine and super, man, I don't know how to describe it, man. I mean, she goes out of her way. She breaks her neck to holler at me on a regular basis, man. But then there's this one older black chick. She's hollering at me, man. But I don't know, man. Just, God damn it, man. I don't know what to say, man. I'm not really trying to fuck with none of these broads right now, because I'm officially on some MGTOW shit, man. I don't have the time or the energy to be fucking with no broads, man. I just don't. I'm on some self-improvement shit right now, and I just don't have time for the distractions, you know what I mean? But, bro, I gets my share, man. At this new spot, man, I gets my share of holler, bro. But, oh, that leads me to something else, man. Going out to my boy Tony. Tony, man, we might owe Obsidian an apology. We might owe Obsidian an apology. Nigga, for the cats that don't know, I've been kind of living in a bubble, man, because, like I said, for a decade, man, I've been dealing with the same females, man. You know what I mean? In my hustle, as far as if I need any of my needs met sexually, you know what I mean? I would just go to them, or they'd come to me, you feel me? So, I mean, I didn't really go to many places. I didn't do too much shit, man. I basically, I guess you could say I was kind of like a recluse, man. I've always been that way, even in high school, man. I didn't like to go a lot of places, didn't like to do a lot of things, didn't like to fuck with too many people, man. You know what I mean? I always kept my circle tight. But being out here in the work environment, in the job market, and since 2006, like I said, I haven't worked for anybody. But now that I'm out here, man, and I'm seeing loads, buttloads of people, especially females. Good God, man. These females, man, they fatter than a sumbitch. Jesus Christ. Whoa. Man. Man, they bigger than a sumbitch out here, man. I'm like, holy shit, man. That's all I can think about. When I be at work, man, I be seeing all these women walking around. I be like, man. Because that's one of the arguments that Obsidian was always talking about. There's just a buttload of fat broads out here. You know what I mean? And so that was a hot, contentious debate between Tony and Obsidian, man. And I'm like, I'm just looking at the ratios, the numbers. I'm like, man, there's a lot of fat-ass black women out here, man. Jesus Christ. And I'm not throwing shade, because y'all know I'm not slim either, but I'm just keeping it 100, man. I'm like, I'm seeing way more fat chicks, fat black women, than I thought actually existed, man. Because like I said, I've been in a pretty much a bubble, man, just dealing with the same broads for years. And they pretty much maintain their figure, man. You know what I mean? They did pretty good. And that goes, I think, to my boy B Money. I think he wanted me to do a show on, you know, chicks hitting the wall. And females that I was dealing with, I mean, really, all females pretty much hit the wall in porn standards in like their mid-20s. You know what I mean? Once they hit like 24, 25, I mean, that's over the hill in porn standards, man. You know what I mean? But for the average cat that's just dealing with females on some regular shit, man, you know, females might hit the wall, you know, once they hit 30, 35. But in porn standards, that's, and this is why my mind is so messed up, because I'm so used to dealing with young females. For me to deal with a woman my age, it's just a foreign concept. I'm not used to dealing with women that's my age. I'm not turned on by women my age. I'm used to between 19 and 30. You know what I mean? That's my range right there. You feel me? So, can't really do a whole show on females hitting the wall. You know, that was a beautiful thing about Max City, man. You know, you can go in and you can see the females metamorphosize through the years. Because, like I said, it was a 10-year running experiment. I would grab a female when she was 19, and then at the age of 30, you could still see her in the site putting in work. And you could see her when she was small, trim, petite. You could see her when she had got pregnant. You could see her after her pregnancy. You could see her, and you could see the body change through the years. You know what I mean? That was the beautiful thing about that website, man. That was the beautiful thing about that website. You couldn't see nothing like that on the internet anywhere, man. But yeah, what was my original point? I done strayed off and segued and all sorts of shit, man. But yeah, a lot of times I don't really feel like the man is appreciated in the home. I believe that the family structure, especially the way society is built today, just solely built just to suck the man's blood, suck him dry, and then throw him in a trash can once he's outlived his usefulness, man. You know, I low-key kind of feel like that, man, whenever I look at, because I'm still paying, like, I'm still married, right? And each year, boy, because I'm still paying for her, not her main medical bills, but, you know, the eye and the dental. I'm just always coming out of pocket paying for a woman, man. You know what I mean? I'm always coming out of pocket paying. You know, that's what I signed up for when I got married, of course. But god damn, man. You know, it's just every time I turn around, it's like there's some woman in my goddamn pockets, man. Jesus Christ, man. Whether it be on some direct trick shit or some indirect trick shit. That's why I don't have time to be fucking around with no goddamn broads, man. You know, the Kuan Yin. I got the Becky's at work. I got the two black sisters at work hollering. Now, if I fuck with any of them, it's going to be the Kuan Yin, man. I'm going to get me some Asian. Go get me some shrimp fried rice. I've never actually gone that route before, right? I mean, I've had sex with, of course, Becky's. I've never had a true bona fide relationship with no Becky. You know what I mean? And I'm not type of cat that discriminates. You know, I'll fuck with those that fuck with me. Shit, man. Uh-huh. But by far, like, the most evil and the worst attitudes are by far come from the sisters at work, man. Even though, like I said, I do have two cordial sisters at work. The rest of them bitches are some snapdragons, man. Just the way they look at me. I think they're looking at me like that because they know, you know, I think they're looking like that because they know I'm not the one. I'm not the one, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got a lot of dudes at work that's sniffing their panties, man, and just running after them. And I realize that I'm no Denzel Washington. But, man, I chase no bitches, man. I'm not cut like that. I don't chase skirt. You know what I mean? I don't do it. And I'm a no-nonsense type of brother. You know what I mean? It's my way or the highway. I don't really compromise when it comes to being in a relationship with a woman. You know, I can't have no woman running her dick suckers telling me what to do, how to do it, when to do it. That's no. And speaking of racial relationships or whatever, I'm checking out this Feel of the Advice show scandal that's going on, which is hilarious because I'm like, damn, the niggas is just now finding out about homeboy's wife, man. Like, that's such old news. It ain't even funny, man. But I guess I'll chime in on that for a little bit. Not much, really much to say about that. I will say you niggas is petty. Y'all petty than the sun, bitch. Once again, we're going back to the archetypes of Jesus. If there's anything that you can learn from these stories, is a prophet hath no honor in his own country. You know what I mean? Don't matter what the fuck you do, it's just never really good enough for niggas, man. But that female that he with, she's not white, man. She's not white. And she may not be black either, but she's definitely not goddamn white, man. I can't even fathom. I like that. These people actually looking at that picture and actually think that she's a white woman. I guess they just going by the color of the skin, which is ridiculous, man. But, I was like, really? I mean, y'all niggas is petty, man. Y'all need to find something to do, man. Find something to do. Now, I mean, check it. I'm no Phil Advice show fan. I very rarely watch any of his videos because, of course, if you've been fucking with Max City, y'all understand that me and Tony are not necessarily big fans of that pro-black shit, man. Been there, done that. I was pro-black when the shit wasn't popular. You know what I mean? I was doing that pro-black shit early 90s, man. You know what I mean? And once again, if you really put in that work and you really about that life, you'll find out that 90% of these niggas bumping their guns about pro-black shit, you can't really take them serious, man. You can't really take these niggas serious, man. You know, because, once again, most of them, well, no, let me take that back, man, because it's kind of like a mixed bag of tricks. A lot of brothers, man, who talk the pro-black shit, and like I said, you can see, look, this is the deal, man. This is the deal. First of all, let me say, I'm sorry that I'm rambling and I'm incoherent. I'm slurring my words, but these are generational curses jumping in on me. I don't think I took that much damage in a boxing ring to make me punch drunk. I just think that this, I got a big history of dementia and insanity and all sorts of brain disorders in my family, man. So please bear with me, gentlemen. Please bear with me. But like I said, a lot of cats who are intelligent, a lot of cats who are men of means, actually have something going for themselves, they opt out of getting black women because black women are hard to deal with, and you can't build nothing with a black woman because a black woman wants the shit built already. Alright? And I've heard this expressed on several other shows on YouTube, and it's true. Black women don't have the patience to build shit with you. They just don't. That's just been my experience. When you get with a black woman, she wants all your shit built. She ain't got time for that. You know what I mean? And then these black, very same black women will turn around and like start talking cash shit about you because you got a Asian or a Becky or whatever. Because these females, even though all of them are batshit crazy, at least women in these cultures, they have the patience to actually stick with a man and build with that man. Okay? Yeah. So, a lot of these so-called pro-blacks, man, even though they may be pro-black, they still have enough sense to know and to understand that they're not going to be able to be about their life's work with a woman who is not supportive. So, they got to get with a white girl or a half-breed or an Asian or Hispanic or an Indian. Because for some reason, man, these sisters out here, they don't have the patience to wait on you to get your shit right. And they don't want to help you get your shit right. Nigga, get your shit right before I meet you. And, you know, and that's the same thing that's going on at my job right now, man. For real, man. I just see the look of disdain on a lot of them sisters' faces, man, when they see my job description. You know what I mean? I mean, you can see them looking down their nose at me. I'm not really getting that look from the Beckys. And of course, there's only like one, there's two Asians there. I'm seriously thinking about fucking with that shrimp fried rice, boy. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it, man. Because she is very, very feminine, man. Oh, just super, super docile. I might be able to work with that. Shit, man. But long story short, man, look. We ain't on no female shit over here, man. We not pocket watching niggas, man. We don't care how much donations homeboy get, man. I'm not really a Phil advice show viewer. You know what I mean? But I do understand why these brothers like your Tariq Nasheeds, your Paul Mooney's, your Phil advice show, man, Ivan Van Sertima, Tony, he's got a list of brothers, man, that's so-called pro-black that went ahead and got themselves a white woman, man. Frederick Douglass. I mean, they all got themselves a Becky, man, or a half-breed for a reason. Shit. For a reason, man. Shit. But now we not going to sit over here and nitpick homeboy, man. You know, this is what we do over here. We weigh the scales, man. If you really into that pro-black shit, and if you really like what he's doing by commenting and giving commentary on these so-called racist news stories or whatever, and if you feel that he's doing something productive, and then you turn around and then you discount what he's doing because you feel like he's messing with a white woman, right? I mean, once again, you got to weigh the scales. You got to weigh the pluses and the minuses. Is all the work he doing, is all the work that he put in discounted because he's not messing with a woman who you feel is white or who you feel is not black? First of all, the very topic or subject of race is so abstract, it's so nebulous, it's so nondescript. You know, for people to actually be having this debate about what is white, what is black, what, you know, I ain't getting caught up in that stupid shit, man. In my opinion, when I'm looking at the female, man, yeah, she's obviously of Native American stock. She's obviously not Caucasian to me. It's obvious to me she's not a Caucasian, man. Now, when y'all look at her, some of y'all look at her, you see Caucasian. I don't see how you see Caucasian, but I don't see Caucasian in that face. I'm sorry. But nevertheless, man, we not going to be nitpicking over that fuck shit, man. If you've been rocking with him for, I don't know how many years, him talking all this pro-black shit, and then it took just one situation where he did something that you didn't like for you to wash your hands of him, then, I mean, bro, then you niggas is on some superficial shit in the first place, man. You know, that's why over here at Max City, man, I'm cool with being small. I'm cool with just having a select few come over here and chime in and fuck with me, man. Because we don't want no stupid-ass niggas over here. We don't want no butthurt-ass broads over here either. You know what I mean? Just strictly for grown folks. Whoever over here, you know, they meant to be over here. And I honestly can't see how these big time YouTubers do it, man, dealing with these idiot ass niggas coming on their platforms, man, in their comment sections, man, with that retarded ass shit, man. One thing is for sure, man, about my show, my platform, man, is I guess it's definitely not a breeding ground for dumbass niggas. Because like I said, my following is thorough. My following is solid. And I don't even like to say words like following. And I don't like to use words, you know, to describe cats that come over here and rock with me as fans. I don't, you know, bruh. We all students and we all teachers over here. You understand what I'm saying, man? That's how we get down. But in the end, when we talking about money, we talking about YouTube, man, you know, that's Phil's problem right about now. I do believe that he purposely, of course, kept his wife's face out the mix because he knew that it might be problematic because the IQs of niggas is so low that they would turn on him at the drop of a hat, just like how niggas did Cosby, you know, because Cosby hurt their feelings with a pound cake speech, and that one pound cake speech, it erased all the millions of dollars that he donated and all the help that he gave people in Hollywood, all the help that he gave people in the inner cities. You know, it erased all the pro-black shit he did in the 60s and 70s. That one pound cake speech erased all of that shit and allowed the white supremacists to come in. Ooh, I hate using that term, white supremacists. But allowed them to come in there and castrate him while blacks just sat back and watched because they got their feelings hurt by one bitch-ass pound cake speech. Same way with Phil. He putting in all this pro-black work. All this pro-black work. Then all of a sudden, a picture of his wife show up. Now all of a sudden, niggas wash their hands of his ass as well. So now he kind of low-key in a hot seat. And he trying to do some damage control because he don't want that money to dry up. Because, you know, females was paying his bills. You understand me? Yeah, man, you got to stick with that same narrative, man. You know, if you're going to be pro-black, man, you know, bro, you can't color outside the lines, man. It's going to fuck with your money. You know, I do believe that money does compromise a brother's message, man. You know, I want the freedom to basically speak the truth. Whenever you put money in the mix, a lot of times you have to cater to your audience, man. Because you fearing motherfuckers unsubbing, unsubscribing. You fear cats don't want to be your patron no more. You fearing cats not donating. Of course, I don't have that problem because, you know, I'm just barely a pimple on a dog's ass over here on YouTube. So I don't really have those problems, man. I can spit what I want to spit, how I want to spit it. Don't really care what nobody got to say about it because... no one's paying me to do this, right? Now, like I said, later on, when I get the time to, like, even dabble in the Patreon or get my website back up, I might charge memberships and fees, man, but it's not going to be a situation where I'm going to have a quota, you know what I mean, to just repeatedly just be cranking out shit just to be cranking it out. Just because my listeners demand it. More than likely, like I said, I'm just going to charge admission to the archives of my shows. You know what I mean? And from the beginning, most of the stuff will be free from the jump. But I will put them in the archives. And if cats want to actually go in and listen to the archives of my past shows, that'll cost a fee. You know? But for the most part, man, you know, I've always had a problem with actually charging cats for knowledge, man. Go back to my real pro-black days, man. You know, I'm just hardwired to be a poor righteous teacher, man. To each one teach one and not charge a dime for it. You know what I mean? Ain't no right or wrong to it, man. More power to all the cats, man, that's putting value on what they do. Shit, man. Different strokes for different folks, man. But me personally, I've just never been totally comfortable with it. And that's one of the hindrances. That's one of the stumbling blocks that I've always had while trying to actually be a YouTuber. And also another thing about the website, man, you know, cats are still saying, I don't understand why you shutting it down while you still getting money. That doesn't make any sense to me. It's basically, it's a metaphysical concept, man. The bigger the risk, the greater the reward, man. Due to the fact that I'm sacrificing Max City, I'm shutting her down while she is still making me money. That is a sacrifice that actually has some blood in it, okay? I mean, when we think about Jesus on the cross, his sacrifice... If you believe in these sort of things, it had value because he was a living sacrifice. there was actually some skin and some blood in the game. There is no sacrifice if there is no skin or blood in the game. You know what I mean? So this website still has a beating heart. It still has blood flowing. It still has money coming in. So therefore, metaphysically, when we're talking about risk and reward gains, the sacrifice that I make with this site by shutting it down, I should get significant rewards karmically through the universe. Yeah, it's a metaphysical shit right here. Metaphysical shit. Due to the fact that this sacrifice that I'm making actually has some money attached to it, I'm actually killing the goose that laid the golden egg. Somewhere down the line, on a metaphysical level, I'll get that back. I will get those rewards tenfold. That's what your tithes and offerings are supposed to be like in a biblical sense. Supposed to tithe, sow your seed, and you're supposed to get a harvest. Right? For those who are basically Christian minded, that's what this site is. I'm sacrificing only to get a bigger reward or bigger gain sometime down the road. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a monetary gain. I'm not really in it for that. Once again, this is the path that the Buddha must walk in order to attain enlightenment, so that my experience will be recorded in the Akashic Record. So, okay, man, I'm gonna go ahead and close it out, man. I don't like for these shows to be too long, man. Shit, man. By the time I throw all the bells and whistles in this shit with the music and everything, probably be about an hour and 15 minutes. You know what I mean? So, once again, man. I give one thing. Shout out to my boy JD in the email. JD, appreciate you, the info you gave me on the websites and the links that you gave me. Me and you are on one accord, okay? Because, yes, that's exactly what I plan on doing with my site. I plan on having links on the oldmaxcity.com site. And I'm going to get a lot of affiliate links to get paid off affiliates. And also, like I said, it's going to be an archival thing where a lot of cats can come in and listen to my old shows as well, man. So, yeah, appreciate you looking out, JD. Appreciate the info. Appreciate the links that you sent me with. And, of course, man, want to send shout-outs to some cats. Let me see here, man. I mean, there's a lot of cats that hit me, man. Pharaoh, Edmondson, Jackbone, let me see, B-Money. Who else we got here? Y'all know my brain is fucked up, man. But every time I do a show, I like to give some shout-outs to cats that come over here and parlay, man. So, once again, if I missed your name, sorry. I'll be going through the comment sections, man, hollering a lot of cats, man, you know, giving props and giving shout-outs and giving much love and appreciation for cats coming on over and, you know, just kicking it with me and Tony, man. So, once again, I'm running long on this joint. It's the Fat Maxster, Big Mike, Triple XL, coming at you live and direct from Max City Limits Radio Show at MaxCity.com. And I'm out. And I'm out. And I'm out. And I'm out.
Free socks.
And now, from Guerrilla Pictures and American Cinema Releasing, a special movie presentation.
Chuck Norris is John T. Booker. Good guys wear black.
Who did you talk to at that cocktail party in Washington?
Please don't ask. I'm almost certain I'll lie.
In the hospital, I told myself the war was over. I lived through it and I put it behind.
Well, it's about to be reopened.
Good guys wear black. He once was their spy. Now he must die.
There's a contract out on me.
I'm not the enemy, John. I told you that last night.
Idiot! were set up.
Murder, Mr. Booker?
Set up.
This is my kind of jungle.
And it was expedient to get rid of the black tigers.
Set up all the way.
I'm not gonna let it happen. Stop the goddamn car!
Once, he was their spy. Now, it's kill or die. Good guys wear black.
Batman Almighty Triple XL coming to you live on record from MagCity.com.
We'll be right back.
Be praised, be praised, be praised.